And as we do every week, let's talk now to one of our contributors from AnchorRising.com, Monique Chatier. How are you, Monique?
Matt. How are you? Very good. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's going on?
Well, of course, you can imagine we've been talking about a lot about the bailout.
Mm.
Donald has a compilation of some interesting links, and Andrew Morris has posted his own analysis of the underlying or the financial situation, the financial problem, and the pros and cons of a government bailout.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, and he's based this in part on his interviews with congressional candidates Mark Zechariah, who is running mm-hmm. against Congressman Langevin, and John Scott, who is running against Congressman Kennedy. And I have been tracking the contested West Warwick primary.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
What are we doing? We're doing another recount, supposedly, I guess, coming up?
We're doing a second recount tomorrow. And what has got me a little puzzled is that the court did not order them to do a recount. So they have apparently, the Board of Elections has taken it upon itself, apparently, to do a recount, and I don't understand why they are doing that.
Are they doing it because there's another contested primary that the court has ordered a recount in, so they're kind of taking the precedent?
There were two contested primaries, and the court ordered a recount in the other primary, but they did not order a recount in this primary. So it's a little strange, but we'll see what comes of that and what comes out of that. And
we're going to be looking for hanging chads and pregnant chads.
I hope not.
Well, lots of information all packed into AnchorRising.com. That's why you guys are the best. You're on top of everything.
Thank you.
All right, Monique, thank you.
Thank you.
Check her out. Monique Chatier has got her own updates on the West Warwick situation, all kinds of information on the bailout and the genesis of the crisis at AnchorRising.com.